Pluriversi Radio, podcasting dall'Università di Bergamo. Marco Lazzari, Scuola Interuniversitaria Lombarda di specializzazione per l'insegnamento secondario. Oggi riprendiamo una registrazione che era stata effettuata per il corso di tecnologia dell'educazione addirittura prima della fine del 2007 da due corsiste dell'ASISIS di Bergamo e Brescia, Daniela Rossi ed Elena Zanetti. La loro registrazione riguarda una lezione di letteratura inglese e simula l'interazione fra una docente e una studentessa. Buon ascolto.
In questa registrazione si parlerà dell'epoca romantica in Europa e del manifesto del movimento romantico in Inghilterra, cioè la prefazione all'opera poetica di Wordsworth e Coleridge dal titolo Lyrical Ballads. L'insegnante inizierà con un'attività di brainstorming e proseguirà con una breve interrogazione ad uno studente e la lettura della poesia di Wordsworth, Daffodils. Il lavoro è pensato per gli studenti di una classe di quarta liceo.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Let's start with literature. Do you remember what we talked about last time?
Oh, yes. We talked about romantic movements in England.
Right. Thanks, Elena. Can you tell me something about that?
Oh, yes. The word romantic appeared first in England in the 17th century in the sense of extravagant, fictitious, unreal. Then, in the 18th century, it assumed a different meaning connected with feelings, emotions, imaginations. In literature, it was later used to define a new sensibility, expressed particularly in poetry.
Fine! Did the new sensibility appear only in England?
Oh, well, no. The so-called romantic movement appeared in England, but also in France, Germany and Italy. In France, it started with revolutionary philosophical writers Voltaire and Rousseau, who wrote about the importance of individuals, of nature and imaginative powers. In Germany, there was the literary movement called Sturm und Drang, with writers such as Goethe and Schiller. Both writers emphasized the value of individual and the return to nature.
Right! What about England then?
In England, the movement had a strong literary connotation.
Very well. I see you are very well prepared. Would you like to have an oral test about Romanticism in England?
Oh, well, yes.
Fine. You were talking about Romanticism in England, and you said it had a strong literary connotation. Who was the first author who wrote about romantic ideas?
Oh, well, it was William Wordsworth.
Good. Who was him? And how did he develop a romantic sensibility during his life?
Oh, well, William Wordsworth was born in the beautiful region of Lake District. There he spent his childhood, and he liked doing frequent walks in the countryside.
So, he spent his childhood in close contact with nature.
Yes, and he liked writing poems about nature. Then, as an adult, he left for France, where he became a supporter of the French Revolution. He fell in love with a French girl, Annette, but he couldn't marry her because there was a war between England and France in 1793, and he was forced to return to England. After this bad experience of love, he was disappointed also by the French revolutionary values, and then he moved to Dorsetshire.
There, you should know, he met a person who had a strong influence his future life. Who was him?
Oh, yes. In that period, he met the poet Samuel Coleridge, and the two became friends. They shared the love for nature and enjoyed taking long walks and talking about poetry. During these walks, they planned the structure of the lyrical ballads.
Let's talk about the lyrical ballads.
Oh, yes. The Lyrical Ballads is a collection of poems published by Wordsworth and Coleridge in 1798. Wordsworth wrote also a preface to it, in which he explained their aims. This preface has become the most famous document of the Romantic movement.
Fine. Now, open your book, look at the preface, read the key sentences which express the Romantic ideas, and explain them with your own personal words.
Oh yes, just a minute, please. Yes, Wordsworth writes, "The principal object in the poems was to choose incidents and situations from common life. That means that the contents of his poetry are taken from everyday life." Then he continues, "and to describe them in a selection of language freely used by men." So he uses the simple language of common people. Then Wordsworth writes, "at the same time to throw over them a certain coloring of imagination, whereby ordinary things should be presented to the mind in an unusual aspect." Here he wants to say that the poet has the power to describe ordinary things with the special colors given by his imagination. Then he goes on, "poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. It takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility." He means that the creative process starts from an emotion. When the poet is alone and in tranquility, his mind recollects the things he has seen during the day. Then his heart is filled with emotions, and he starts writing poems.
Oh, very well, Elena. Now, let's go on with our lesson. Today, we are reading and analyzing a new poem, written by Wordsworth, in which we can find all these aspects of his poetry. We won't have the time to analyze it, so please do it at home. The title of the poem is The Daffodils, which in Italian stands for I Narcisi. Elena, please, can you read that aloud for the classroom?
Oh, yes. Daffodils. I wander lonely as the cloud that floats on high over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of the bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils.
Oh, thank you so much, Elena. Very well read. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your afternoon, and see you next lesson. Goodbye.
Goodbye, teacher.